views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
This is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition. Life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the airway and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationtalkradio.com and transformationradio.fm. So the end is accessible through what I call HSN, and that's the Higher Self Network. It is my pleasure to share this life-transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in. We love you. Feel free to call in 930-2819. My guest today is Leroy Maloof, who is a power and energy coach who teaches others to take charge of their being. He is committed to assisting clients on creating significant breakthroughs and sustainable improvements in their lives. Leroy works with clients in person and on the phone and Skype for individual sessions. He teaches the Positive Power of Being Neutral teleseminar, and he is the founder of Energetic Wellbeing Process, an author of a couple books now, and amazing, amazing energy worker. How's that, Leroy?
That's fabulous. you can keep introducing me.
Don't you sound awesome? You are. And, you know, today we're going to talk about how to improve your life. So, we already have callers calling. So we'll take the caller after the first break, but let's talk about what you want to talk about so that we can get the information out there.
Hey, well, as we've said before, the average for a human being is going strong to about 20% of our lives. We're going weak to 80%, and that weak stuff, our do lists, our worries, ourself and others, upsetting, depressed. And so what I want to focus on today is some reinforcing our vitality and resilience. And I want to talk about three of them. And the first one comes from a video on YouTube where Greg Braden, who is an alternative health practitioner, is observing three Chinese practitioners in a medicineless hospital in China who are working on a non-operable tumor in a woman. And he's showing a scan of what the tumor looks like and live what it is like as they are working on this woman.
Cool.
And in 3 minutes, the tumor disappears. You can watch it disappearing. And so the essence of what these three practitioners are doing, as they are feeling and saying, you know, what they're saying as they work on removing the tumor, is that they're saying, already healed, already done, already healed, already done, again. They're putting it in past tense, and in essence, say, wellness is here now. It was 10 minutes it took. Much longer.
What? 10 minutes? I love Greg Braden. He's a couple times. I'm going to look in the archives. Greg Braden's been talking about this for so many.
Yeah.
Where can we find?
You can find it on YouTube. There's a long. If they go to my website, which is ewpp.com, the blog post, see the URL.
Okay, cool.
So that's the first one. Already healed. All right. The second, a German fell about in the early 80s, shattered his second lumbar vertebrae, and was told he would be a paraplegic for life, that he would never walk again. Well, he didn't accept this, and he walked again in less than a year. And he did it. He came up with a little song. And the essence of the song was, every little cell in my body is happy. Every little cell in my body is well. And he just kept singing this little song to himself. It actually has 8 lines, but that's the essence of it. Every little cell in my body is happy. Every little cell in my body is well. Okay.
You know what I call that, Leroy? A celebration.
Definitely. All right. The third way, which people have often heard of, is Ho'oponopono, which was developed by Dr. Hugh Lin. And it's actually a ancient ritual from Hawaii. And the essence of it is that when you see something in others that's bothering you, they are actually being a mirror for what's bothering you in yourself. And what you say to yourself is, thank you, I love you, and I love you, thank you, expressing it to yourself. Now, these three little things, okay, they're really simple. I already healed, already done. Every little cell in my body is happy. Every little cell in my body is well. Thank you. I love you. I love you. Thank you. These are three little mind habits, if you will, that when a person does these, it switches their thoughts and create wellness.
Awesome. And you did eloquently, I'm allowed. Actually, you've got about another minute before we go to break, and so you just want to sum that up, and when we come back, we will, what we could do is we could pick a card for today, and for whatever reason, the card that's coming up, because I usually pick a card for my Tales from the Vector now, is denial, which is some people can refer to it as the goddess of Pharaoh Hatshepsut. And it's from my Tales from the Vector deck. It's called Queen of Denial. It's Egyptian card.
Actually, that's a river in Egypt, denial.
Yeah, the Nile. But I called it denial.
Again, when a denial, two or three of these and express them to themselves.
Yeah, that's what I was getting, because we all kind of fool ourselves, right?
Yeah.
We want to sort of suppress the things that we don't want to really look at, especially when we see it in someone else and we're like, oh, I don't want to be like that.
Yeah, exactly.
You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Leroy Maloof. And we have some callers. We'll take those calls when we come back. You can call in at 1-800-930-2819 and we will make some shift happen.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
1230 WBLQ.
You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Leroy Maloof. Leroy, just share your contact information with everybody again.
My website, WBLQ.com. My phone is 508-375-6452. 375-6452.
All right. And Brian, we have, can we take our first caller here?
Absolutely. We'll take Keith from Manitoba. Welcome, Keith. What can Colette and Leroy do for you today?
Hi, good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm just
Hello, Keith.
I'm a farmer in Manitoba.
Yes.
Hello? Yeah, I'm here.
Hi.
Yeah,
you're on air. Okay, so what can we do for you today?
Well, I'm just going through some health challenges right now that seem to they're having quite a negative effect on my whole life.
Okay.
And, how old are you,
Keith? Can you just tell us what's going on and then we can maybe tune in here. What's the health issue?
It's my prostate.
Okay. All right, Leroy.
How old are you, Keith?
54.
And are you married?
Yes.
Do you have children?
Yep, two boys.
And how old are they?
One is 18 and one is 10.
And how do you have pain?
Somewhat. It's gradually getting worse. Like they diagnosed it as cancer a couple years ago. I've kind of been just watching it, and now it is getting worse. So they're kind of in a hurry to cut me open, type of thing. So I'm still unsure how I'm going to handle this.
Well, Keith, oftentimes our symptoms are trying to tell us what to work on. And one of the things that comes up is how many things you're pissed off at. And I get that there's like one, two, three, four, five things in your life that you're pissed off at. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. Can you share what is the thing you're most pissed off about?
Well, right now it is my health. Like, I mean, I'm a farmer and I'm having not getting a whole lot of sleep, and it's hard to get my work done. I'm not sure what else to say.
Okay, so you see, every little thing that bothers us, no matter how big or how small, our energy goes weak to. So what we need to do is get you to neutral. What's the worst thing that can happen if, as a farmer, you cannot get your work done?
Well, it's just, it has a major effect on everything, the family and how things are going on the farm type of thing.
Okay, so what's the very worst that can happen? You can't, let's go like you can't do the farm work. What's the worst thing that can happen if you can't do the farm work?
Well, I'd have to sell the farm.
Okay, and what's worse than that? You have to sell the farm. What happens then that's worse?
That I still have this situation, I guess. I'm not sure exactly how to answer that.
Okay, and, well, you see, it means that you could not be doing your life work if you had to sell the farm, right?
Right.
And so you'd be feeling pretty worthless.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So, you see, that's what's kind of underlying these kind of things that bother us. We need to get you neutral. By the way, neutral is about the most powerful place we can be, because that means we come from a place of no reaction. So what we're going to do is get you neutral to not being able to work, losing the farm, losing your livelihood, not able to take care of yourself or your family. So we're going to clear a few hundred quadrillion layers of upset and reaction and worry about that kind of thing. And we're just going to clear through, get you neutral to that. And what's the best thing that could happen? That you're completely cured, healthy, totally healthy prostate, right?
Right.
All right, so let's get you neutral to that. You see, we need to go to neutral to the best scenario as well, because we set up expectations, positive expectations, and when they're not met, we react. So we need to get you neutral to the very best, which is your prostate is completely well, don't have to have an operation. You just completely gets well inside of you on your own. And you're completely healthy. The farm's prosperous. You take care of everybody.
Right.
Now, how much pain did you have in your prostate before we started on a scale of 10, 10 being the most?
Oh, it comes and goes, but probably a 5 or so.
Yeah, I was feeling like it was about a 4 or 5. What is it now? How much pain right now?
Oh, it's probably like a 2, barely noticeable.
Yeah. Okay, so we need to also get you neutral to being pissed off at numerous things, that you really get upset and react to numerous things in your life. And let's get you neutral to being totally neutral and just taking life as it is, accepting everything in your life as just a part of a normal day of living. We need to get you neutral to that as well. So we're going to clear another few hundred quadrillion layers of expectations or missed expectations. So how much pain in your prostate right now?
I really don't feel any.
Yay! There you go. Okay, so, Leroy.
Yeah.
How can he maintain this state?
Did you hear the first part of the program where I was explaining how we keep our mental state positive? Did you hear that part, Keith?
Yep.
Okay, so if you feel any pain, you say to yourself, already healed, already done, and you imagine that it's completely healed, no pain, you can do these three things that we described. And the second one, and we'll make it specific, every little cell in my prostate is happy, and every little cell in my prostate is well.
Right.
So that's the second thing you can do.
And I was just getting that we could boost that. Like every time you say it, it becomes that much more, like gains power, you know?
Yeah, cool. Well, the more you say it, the more powerful it gets. Now, these three things I was describing, like if I wake up at night, I just start saying either one or two or all three of them, and I go right. So if you get into a habit of feeling in this positive state, and I think for you, right, particularly already healed, already done, would be particularly powerful.
Right.
For calling in, Keith, and anyone else listening, you know, that also, you know, maybe going through a health issue or whatever, this would apply to any situation like that, Leroy.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. And so we just want to strengthen all of this for everybody. And I want to thank you, Keith, for calling in. And please feel free to email me at info@thetruthisfunny.com and let us know how you're doing. And we have to take a short break here now. I'm Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and also at Tails, T-A-I-L-S, from thevector.com if you're interested in energy-correcting cards and paintings. And you can also reach me on Facebook, social media, Facebook, Twitter, all of that at The Truth is Funny with Colette. And I will be out at the Holistic Fair or Holistic Market and Psychic Fair on September 17th. It's from 11 till 4 in Kelowna, BC. So I just wanted to put that out there also. We are going to take a short break, and when we come back, we will take these, we have more callers, and we will shift some more energy. We'll be right back to take your calls, 1-800-930-2819. Shift your life story into better.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature, or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the deepening retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a living awareness meditation retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio, and we have Mr. Leroy Maloof from Energetic Wellbeing Process. And Leroy, you were just telling me how busy you are. Before we take the next call, tell us what you've been busy with and what you're going to be busy doing.
Well, I've been doing a fair amount of work down in the Washington, D.C. area, and to help people get introduced to this work, I conduct what I call a group clearing sessions, where we have sponsors who invite people, and people come and I explain, and we do energetic clearing for the whole group. So, for example, I set up four different locations in October down there, and then three in November. And then I'll be conducting an essentials workshop there. Then in addition, I've been invited to come to California in September. There's a group there called the Foundation for Mind-Body Research. And I'm doing a group clearing session followed by a workshop September 22, 23rd, and 24. So some interesting things coming up.
Awesome. Yeah. And I just wanted to mention also that must be a good weekend because I'm also doing an energy clearing at a demo here in Kelowna from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock on September 22nd. And I have my layer one call to dance seminar for energetic upgrades. That's on the 23rd and 24th. And then on the following weekend, I have another demo and it's free to come and it's a group clearing, same idea, you know, explaining how this works. And I'm having my first layer two for call to dance. So we've both been pretty busy.
Yes.
And you know, you and I've been, how long have we known each other now?
Oh, years.
Yeah.
at least, what, since 2005, 2006, something like that.
Something like that, yeah. And, you know, I'm so happy that, you know, both you and I are kind of out there still doing this and sharing this information because it's so powerful and it feels like now people are much more open to it. You know, this is, you know, life can be simple, right, Leroy?
Yes, it can. In fact, we met in 2004. I remember now. We were both at a workshop, and we met, and we seemed to connect really well.
Look at the bells are ringing for us.
Bells are ringing for my gal.
Okay, so Brian, we have people patiently waiting to have some energy cleared here. Who's our next caller?
How about we put on Julie from Ontario? What can Leroy and Colette do for you, Julie?
Oh, hi. I have a friend that has leukemia, and it's also triggering me. So I'd love to get some clearing around that.
Okay, so when you think about your friend with leukemia, on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the absolute worst, how do you feel you are on that scale when you think about your friend right now?
I'm getting a 6 or 7.
Okay. Leroy, I'm just going to turn this over to you. What's going on here?
Okay, Julie, you realize that your worry about your friend is not helping your friend, are you?
Yeah, no, I'm aware, but yeah, I think I have my own cycle of worry, so it's kind of impacting everything, so yeah, about my own body.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Yeah, I think I have my own, like, kind of, like, habits of reactivity to just whatever's going on in my own body. Like, I feel like I almost feel a symptom or feel a kind of a sensation, and it kind of, I just dwell on it a bit much, trying to clear it. But then, yeah, it just, like, I have my own cycle around it. So I have my own worries about dying and death, and that's kind of being triggered.
Yeah, overguarding, overprotecting, over-worrying, over-anxious, over-fearful, over-analyzing, over-internalizing. Does that sound familiar?
Yes. Yes.
Now what I have found, just like clockwork for both men and women, is that when we get into this overprotective state, you know, this is kind of a normal thing we human beings do, but when we get into this overprotective state, it reduces energy to our genitals and to our breasts. Again, for both men and women. And again, we need to get you neutral to this. What's the worst thing that can happen if you stay in this overprotective state?
Oh, that I get sick.
And what's worse?
I don't know, that I'm incapacitated and I die.
But let's keep you alive. But that you,
that's a good idea. I like that idea, Leroy.
but that you keep getting sicker.
Okay,
and
I can't
sicker,
fulfill my
and everybody has
my
to take care of
do the things I want to do.
Go ahead.
I can't do the things I love to do.
Okay, can't do the things you love to do. And everybody has to wipe the pudding off your mouth after you eat. So let's clear a few hundred quadrillion layers to get you neutral to that, that you are sick, can't take care of yourself, just basically a vegetable, staying alive, barely. And what's the best thing that can happen if you're not in this overprotective state?
Oh, gosh, I can, I can enjoy life and move forward and feel free.
Those things are things you already have.
I love and...
I just want to point that out.
but you see, you're not neutral to those either. So we need to get you neutral to totally enjoying life, moving forward, freedom, loving every moment. Okay? Clear a few hundred quadrillion layers of upset, reaction, negative thoughts, that kind of thing. Let's just, and what if it doesn't work kind of thing. Let's just clear all that. Let's wipe it off your hard drive. And
I like that. Let's uninstall it.
Absolutely. And we want to reprogram to the love that you, the unconditional love that you, the wellness that you, the vitality that you. And while we're doing this, by the way, everything we've done for you, we're going to apply to your friend who has leukemia.
And one thing that I came across in the last couple months, and I shared this on my teleshifting. I do teleshifting calls on the third Thursday of every month where people can just send me an issue, and you can find that on The Truth is Funny. But when we are in that process of, like, when people are feeling like this place where they are sort of closing their heart, I've found that, like... if you massage your breasts for about 5 minutes every day and you focus on that and really, like, really, you know, on the sternum and really massage that area. And, you know, I think, Leroy, those three things you shared at the beginning, if you do that, it has had a very profound effect for a lot of my clients, because especially for women, a lot of women are have issues around their breasts because we were taught to look for lumps in them. And so a lot of women in particular have a fear of touching their own breasts and finding something wrong with them. And then what happens is they kind of disconnect from their breasts. And so we want all of our body parts to be in communication with all of our body parts. So just strengthening that. A lot of the people that have been doing it have found that they feel more love in their life. They feel, and it also has a very good physical effect on firming the breast, just for women out there that want to know that. So how are you feeling right now, Julie?
I feel calmer, actually. I feel calmer. There's something kind of in the back of my neck that's been bothering me, but it feels like that's part of the fear.
Okay.
I've been like a high enough.
Let's do this, Julie. Start tapping with a couple of fingers your top middle, your top chest bone, and while you're tapping it, just go ha 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 ha. Okay, tap and go ha 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 ha.
I think it too, Roy. Ha 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 ha.
And then the top of your head, same thing. Tap, ha 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 ha. And then the big vertebrae at the base of your neck. Now you mentioned your neck. Go back and back. Tap that big vertebrae at the base of your neck, and keep going.
Okay.
Ha 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 ha.
La 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 la.
And what are you noticing now?
Oh, I have more energy actually. Like I can feel like I feel it. I thought I felt some energy going to right to my feet and my legs. So
awesome.
Cool.
We have to take a quick break. So I'm just going to leave. We have two. We have other callers also. So I want to thank you, Julie, for calling in and demonstrating this for all of us. And we will be right back after this short break.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's retreat. Attend in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature, or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the deepening retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a living awareness meditation retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind. Oh,
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
1230 WBLQ. This is Colette Marie Staffin. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Leroy Maloof on the radio with me today, and we have callers patiently waiting. Brian, who's our next caller?
The next caller is Marie from Paris, France. Marie, what can we do for you today?
Hello, dear Colette and Leroy. I was away this last week or so in Iran, and I got quite triggered by people pushing in line, running past line, pushing in front of me, and I didn't like that I got angry in response to that. So wanting to figure out what I can
when you,
I can
when you think about getting angry and your reaction to that on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the worst, where how much is it bothering you that you got angry?
At the moment, about 6 or 8.
Mm-hmm. And how do you feel about it right now?
Because now the 2.
Okay.
But
good work, Leroy.
I don't want that. And I don't want that it happens again. The first time
Marie,
at the airport, panic attack in response to it. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I couldn't. It was breaking up. Could you say that again, please?
Go ahead.
Marie?
Yes?
So, Leroy, what's going on here? We seem to have a bit of breaking up here, so we're just going to correct it. So what's going on here, Leroy?
Well, Marie, I'm getting anger. Well, first of all, anger is like this perfect Christmas gift, and that is it just gives and gives and gives forever. And what it gives is upset and reaction. And when I check your energy, I get that there's anger at yourself, and anger at two men, anger at women in general, and anger at 4 specific women. Is that correct?
Could be.
I was testing and it was pretty accurate, Leroy. How are you feeling now, Marie?
Well, I don't like that. I mean, the first time it became a health issue for me, kind of a panic attack. And then the second time I spoke back to one of the guys who had pushed in front. And that I don't like. So it's, I'm angry at myself about my reaction.
Yeah, conflict in confrontation. So, Leroy, what's going on here with that conflict confrontation thing?
I'm going to come at it a slightly different way. Marie, I'm going to check how much unconditional love there is in your heart and in your body. I get about 40%. Now, that is where the foundation is that you forgive from. And we probably won't have time to do this in the time on the show, but what I'm going to recommend that you do is that you think of times in your life when you've experienced unconditional love. Now, I'm talking about unconditional as contrasted with friendship type of love or ego self-love, but truly unconditional love. And most of us have had times of experiencing it, like, for example, with pets, when we've been out in nature, when our first love, when we see babies and children. And if you can focus on those times and then actually write down and identify what your feelings have been when you've experienced unconditional love. And then the next thing is, we need to help you get rid of the barriers because, for example, in your past in this life, it feels like there's been times when love hurts. Is that right?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And love has been unconditional, right? I mean, it's been conditional. I'll love you if you do this, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So we need to get you neutral to love always hurting, always being conditional, always really not lasting in this lifetime. We're going to clear a few hundred quadrillion layers to get you neutral to that. And then we need to get you neutral to love truly being unconditional, always being love, peace, calm, wellness, happiness, joy. We're going to need to get you neutral to that. And then if I say, can you forgive yourself? I get a no. And are you willing to? I get a no. And are you willing to be willing to? I get a no. So we need to help you forgive yourself unconditionally, with no doubts, no regrets, nothing held back. Really, nothing needs to change other than coming back into this place in your heart, in your life of unconditional love. And if you just follow this pattern, which is to keep identifying what have been your experiences, and then kind of breathe those in into every cell in your body. This will help you, first of all, eliminate the anger of yourself by loving yourself more. And then you can expand it further to love the two men you've been angry at, the women in general, and the specific women as well.
And I just wanted to say that in the background, that conflict and confrontation, I was actually seeing a picture of you in situations, thoughts of you trampling other people to get away from them, or being trampled by other people, being left behind, being separated from the crowd, not fitting in, not feeling included. There's a lot of issues that were coming up around that. So we just want to clear that for you and for everybody else. A lot of us right now on the planet, we had that solar eclipse on the 21st, and it actually has kind of like astrologically, there's been a lot of energy around this that the collective consciousness is feeling. And so we want to strengthen you to be able to separate yourself from those overriding fears that a lot of people in general have right now. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. You know what, Leroy, we've run out of time. I want to thank you for calling in, Marie, and you can contact me at info@thetruthisfunny.com. Leroy, how can she contact you?
info@EWBASINBoy.com. And I can help you go through this step by step and completely eliminate that anger if you want some further assistance.
Awesome. And I just wanted to say, Leroy, thank you so much for coming on The Truth Is Funny and giving us your time and your energy and your beautiful, eloquent way of shifting this energy. And I just wanted also to thank everybody, like, for all the, you know, the people that have been, I put my new coloring book out, my layer one, and I just want to say my layer two is almost done. and I'm really excited about it.
and thank you for having me on the show again, Colette. I love you.
Oh, I love having you on the show. And thank you, Brian, for taking the calls, etc. And we will be back next Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmos.
cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.